Welcome to another installment of the Crosswalk America podcast. I'm Eric Elness, co-founder of Crosswalk America, and today's podcast is short and sweet. People have been asking what public response was like to our pre-premiere showing of the Asphalt Gospel film in Tucson, Arizona on July 29th. Well, we'll let the people tell you in their own words, thanks to Christian Grissel, who recorded random comments from folks exiting the theater. So for the next 2 minutes, let's let people tell you about their experience for themselves. Afterwards, feel free to stick around, and I'll give you information on upcoming showings of the Asphalt Gospel film, and also the national release of my new book, Asphalt Jesus.
It was really good. I'm happy.
Those people were walking for all the ones that can't talk, and I really appreciated the movie, and I'm full of emotion right now just from watching that movie.
I'm really impressed. I thought... Oh boy, they're gonna go in and talk about tolerance for, you know, GLBT community and in middle America and going to other Christian churches and I thought, oh, it's just gonna be a hotbed of controversy, you know, everywhere you turn. But I think the real theme is that a lot of people are more tolerant than you'd expect, and that came out wherever they went, even in communities that were supposedly like really rigid conservative. A lot of people were just saying like, whoa, what a relief, like there's other people out there. So that was really cool, and I think that came out in the film.
I think that's what we have to do, is to learn how to get along together. And I think that's what they did in the different churches and the different places that they walked to.
I thought it was well done, but more than that, I thought it was where Christianity should be, and it resonated with my soul.
You felt like you were on the walk with them, and they really got across the idea of what they were trying to achieve.
It was a powerful movie to watch because you got to see people really living out their faith, but you also got to see people that were challenged by some new perspectives that, you know, you could almost see some lights going on in their head that were saying, you know, I've never thought about things that way, and maybe there is some truth to that.
It's amazing. I'm not a Christian, but I'm thinking of becoming one after that.
I think the movie is excellent. I think it is of a quality that we should be seeing it on national television soon.
They captured everybody's thoughts and feelings and put the heart in it right where it needed to be. It's going to be sensational.
As you may imagine, we and the leadership of Crosswalk America were totally jazzed with the reaction from the folks in Tucson on Sunday night. People were even shouting amens during the second showing that evening, and I thought to myself, we've practically got a progressive Christian revival on our hands. If the film elicits even half of the enthusiasm across the country as it did in Tucson, then we've got a national revival on our hands. Now, we're currently lining up showings of the film in a number of major cities across the country between now and the end of the year. The film is anticipated to be released on DVD shortly thereafter. If you'd like the film to come to your area or would like to help spread the word in the cities that are already on our list, you can contact us at the Crosswalk America toll-free number at 1-877-292-9255. That's 1-877-CWA-WALK. You can also hit the Contact Us button on the Crosswalk America site at crosswalkamerica.org. I'll repeat that at the end of this podcast. But the cities we anticipate coming to are, drum roll please, Phoenix, Arizona, Santa Fe, New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico, St. Louis, Missouri, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Kansas City, Kansas, Wichita, Kansas, Indianapolis, Indiana, Dayton, Ohio, Seattle, Washington, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and New York City, New York. If you're looking forward to seeing the Asphalt Gospel film, you may also be interested in picking up a copy of my new book, Asphalt Jesus, Finding a New Christian Faith Along the Highways of America, which actually goes into national release today, August 3rd, with Josie Bass Press. The book chronicles our journey and offers reflections on the Phoenix Affirmations, which were the subject of my first book. It also includes a helpful study guide for book groups and other groups interested in reading the book together. And like the film, Asphalt Jesus rewrites the story of Christianity at the grassroots. It's a story you rarely hear, see, or read about in the media, and yet it's based on our actual experience on the ground. It's a story of the reemergence of a much more inclusive, compassionate Christian faith that's arising from below, and it's showing itself in surprisingly strong ways in even the smallest towns and in the most conservative of areas. Asphalt Jesus can be found at bookstores near you or on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com. Well, we've all got a great fall ahead of us with the book and film making a splash on the national scene, hopefully. And I hope you can join us in one way or another through what you read, what you view, and most importantly, through the kind of inclusive, compassionate faith you seek to embody and articulate in the name of Jesus. Well, that's it for this installment of the Crosswalk America podcast. Once again, our contact information, if you'd like to get involved with the film, our toll-free line is 877-292-9255, or hit the Contact Us button at crosswalkamerica.org. Hope you have a great rest of your day or evening, and I look forward to seeing you in cyberspace next on the Crosswalk America podcast. Once again, I'm Eric Elness.